Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're going to be learning Perak Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Perak Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis. In Perak Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, we're going to be continuing our discussion from the previous Mishnayos in Perak Beis, Mishnah Ches, and Perak Beis, Mishnah Tes, in which we discussed various cases where you have two sourdoughs, one permitted, and one that was prohibited, that the leavened dough together. And we said that in both cases, whether the prohibited sourdough fell in before the leavening took place, whether it fell in after the leavening took place, at the end of the day, if the prohibited sourdough that fell in was enough sourdough to leaven the dough, to allow your dough to rise, then your dough becomes completely and totally prohibited, just like that which fell in to it. Now in Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, we're going to be discussing a case where both permitted and prohibited sourdough fell in. Neither of them can actually allow your dough to rise by themselves, but together they can allow your dough to rise. So the question is, what is the halacha in such a case? Says the Mishnah, Seor shel chulin v'shel truma shenaflu l'soch isif, sourdough of chulin and sourdough of truma fell into a dough of unleavened chulin. First one and then the other fell in. Lo bazakri lechametz v'lo bazakri lechametz. Independently by themselves, there was not enough for either of them to allow the dough to rise. Nitztarfu v'chimtzu. But they combined together in the dough, and that leavened the dough that allows the dough to rise. The question is, what's the status of such dough? Rabbi Eliezer says, Achar ha'acharon ani ba. Rabbi Eliezer of the opinion that it depends which is the final one, which fell in second. Because at the end of the day, says Rabbi Eliezer, based on the Martinur explains the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that at the end of the day, once the second one fell in, that's what allowed the leavening to take place. That's what allowed the dough to rise. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if the second dough that fell in was the prohibited one, then the dough is usher. If the second dough that fell in was the permitted one, then the dough is permitted. Because again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, all that matters is the second dough that fell in. However, v'chachamim omr, but the chachamim say, bein shenafal iser betchila, bein besof, whether the prohibited sourdough fell in first or whether it fell in second, La'olam ein of oser ad shehi bo kedei lechametz. It never prohibits the chulin dough unless there is enough of it to leaven the dough by itself. That is the opinion of the chacham. And again, as the Bartanura points out, we paskin like the chachamim, so the dough would be completely and totally permissible. Continuing now with Barak Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, as the Mishnah is going to support this opinion of the Chachamim. It says the Mishnah, Yo'ezer ish habira, haya mitalmidei Beis Shammai v'Amar. Yo'ezer, an officer of the Beis HaMikdash, was one of the students of Beis Shammai. And this is what he said. Sha'alti es Rabban Gamliel hazakin omed b'shar ha-mizrach. I once asked Rabban Gamliel, the elder, what the law is when he was standing on the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash in the Har HaBayis area. V'Amar la'olam ein o'osarat shihei bo, and he said that the truma sourdough, the usher sourdough, never prohibits the dough unless there is enough of it to leaven the dough by itself, just like the Chachamim taught us in the previous mission. So clearly, Yo'ezer is quoting the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin, who agrees with the Chacham, and that's how he passed. And if there isn't enough sourdough to leaven it by itself, then the dough is permitted. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph discussed the case where you have sourdough of chulin and sourdough of truma that fell into a dough of unleavened chulin, one right after the other. Each of them independently can't leaven the dough by themselves. So he said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, all what matters is the second one. The second one, if it's usher, then the dough is usher. The second one, the second piece of dough that fell in, if that's permitted, then the whole thing's permitted. But the Chachamim disagree, and we pause like the Chachamim, and they say no, that if the usher sourdough that doesn't have enough to leaven, if the usher sourdough doesn't have enough sourdough to leaven, then it is completely permitted by itself. It cannot combine with the permitted sourdough to prohibit the dough that you have in front of you. And then in Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Beis, we have Yo'ezer Ish Habira, one of the students of one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai, who quotes Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin, who agreed with the Chachamim, namely, that whenever you have sourdough that independently doesn't have enough sourdough to leaven the dough, even though the sourdough itself is truma, even though the sourdough itself is prohibited, it will not prohibit the dough that it falls into. Have a great day.